Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Benjamin Doherty. I'm a freelance web developer in Chicago. My handle on Drupal.org is bangpound. I was basically recruited to do the taxonomy term fields by Catch, Nathaniel Catchpole, at the DC DrupalCon conference. And it was something, I was very interested in taxonomy anyway from having a background in library science. And I think it's just kind of an obsession that some people have. I've noticed that people are sometimes fanatical about classification. And I've seen the weaknesses of the taxonomy module for a while, and I thought that this was a way to kind of resolve those. And the basic goal has been to allow site builders to keep their taxonomies or their vocabularies somewhat pure, if we can use that word, and avoid bending them to fit the content needs of the site or the user interface needs of a site.
And so maybe you could just sort of talk a bit about, in the existing Drupal 6 core taxonomy, like some of those things where the taxonomy system wasn't either performant or extensible, or, you know, it couldn't do all the things that you wanted to do.
Well, performance has been not something that I focused on. I recognize that there's some problems, especially around the parent-child term relationship and the SQL joins that come from that. But what I was focusing on was the sort of the limitations of being able to only classify according to a vocabulary and node type in one way at a time. So you could only have a sort of ambiguous relationship between a vocabulary and a node type and only one of those. And so opening it up through field API has allowed us to create basically typed relationships between vocabulary terms and whatever content or user or whatever they would be appearing on. And also to do that multiple times. So that, for example, if we have a vocabulary of countries and you were developing a Drupal site around importing and exporting of products, you could have the same vocabulary of countries apply to a product as the source and the destination of that product. And then because we're bringing it into Field API, it means that we are relying on Field API to support the relationship between terms and nodes or whatever else terms would be applied to, rather than the custom taxonomy module node API functions, which are hopefully going to be removed soon. So it means that taxonomy module went on a diet and it lost about 20 kilobytes of code, and it's going to behave more like other fields, which would be a benefit to everyone from themers to people who model content and develop architectures.
Now, I heard through Angie, Webchick, that you can actually tag tags. Is that true? Since it's a field, you can explain. That sort of blows my mind in a way, what that actually means and what it's used for.
I can't say what the specific use case for, but probably the best example of how Core will use that would be the related terms feature in taxonomy right now is basically unused by anything in Core. There's no, you have to write your own code to even display those terms. And what that is it's another term field on a vocabulary's terms that is referencing other terms in the vocabulary. So that would be the sort of basic example that resembles something that we already have. So we've been able to take off related terms from core vocabularies, and they can be added in as custom fields for those vocabularies.
And so what, maybe you could talk a bit about, like, what does it mean that taxonomy in Drupal 7 is going to be a CCK field or a field that you can add to nodes? What's that going to give you?
For me, I think it gives us the ability to focus on taxonomy modules feature, which is it supports the creation of vocabularies, whether they're controlled vocabularies or tagging vocabularies. We don't have to maintain both the interface for the administration of vocabularies and also the code that integrates nodes and terms. It abstracts relationships between terms and other entities through Field API, so it means that all of Field API's tests are basically taxonomy term field tests to some extent. That if Field API breaks, terms break, but more people will be looking at Field API to make sure it doesn't. It also means that certain things that people have wanted to do for a while will be easier. So, like, the crazy SQL that we would have to use to select nodes that were of a particular term, like in views, that was always kind of a tedious affair where you'd have to choose which vocabularies it would be limited to. And now, because all of those vocabularies are expressed as the domains of a field, then you would actually be doing it as you do any other field in views. So I want to filter on this field.
I see. So it makes it easier when you're creating views to kind of like make it to
it
like...
I mean, we don't know what views will be in Drupal 7, but the idea is that because the term node table is going away and the property taxonomy on the node object is going away, it'll be easier to sort of design tools that select nodes based on those properties.
So do you have a specific use case for your own itch that you've been trying to scratch to use this new sort of system that you couldn't do before?
I think that the use case for me has been the use of vocabularies that exist outside Drupal or that are standard vocabularies, like maybe the harmonized tariff schedule for import and export or the geonames toponym vocabulary of countries and places, that if we can keep vocabularies sort of pure as controlled vocabularies, then we will be able to more easily develop tools to share vocabularies between sites or use external vocabularies that might be standard or perhaps related to an industry.
Okay. And like in your day-to-day work, does this sort of taxonomy stuff sort of come into your clients that you're working with? Or, you know, is there any, is this sort of just a side core project that you got yourself into?
It comes in because I've been using the contributed module content taxonomy, which is, while I didn't use any of the code from that module to develop the Drupal 7 feature, it was sort of the inspiration. It allowed me to do these things on the sites I was developing, and it was sort of the obvious thing that we needed to do with Field API. And so I've been using, I think just the taxonomy being in core and being able to, being the only thing in core that supports relationships between things, and also the notion that a vocabulary is this whole thing of a certain domain of knowledge is what is compelling about being able to develop that separately from the content that would be on my site.
So do you see more library scientists going to be using Drupal 7 then?
I think it will definitely appeal to librarians, for sure. And I think it also will, it will have a certain relevance with RDF. And I really can't say what. I just think that the ability to share vocabularies between sites is basically what RDF is. One of the outcomes of RDF is to be able to share content that is represented abstractly. And vocabularies would be one of those pieces of content.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.